The post office in Bojidar, nestled in the Ore Mountains, not only receives Christmas wishes from children around the world, but also stamps holiday greetings and packages with a special Christmas postmark. Daniela Tautermanova, head of the Bojidar Information Center, explains how the process works.
Celý proces probíhá tak, že přijmeme poštu, to znamená vánoční.
We receive all the mail intended for stamping, unpack it all and stamp each one with a special Christmas postmark. Then we send the letters and packages on to their addressees.
Děláme uvedeným adresátům.
The amount of mail that passes through this festive post office is remarkable. In its over 30-year history, Tautmermanová notes.
Tak rekordním jsme zaznamenali rok 2016.
The busiest year was 2016, in which we stamped a record 386 kilograms of postal items.
86 kilogramů poštovních zásilek.
People can also leave their letters in a special mailbox outside the information center. It fills up quickly, especially on weekends when Bojidar, a popular winter tourist destination known for its reliable snow, sees its biggest crowds. The Christmas postmark itself is special not only for children, but also for collectors, as it changes every year.
This year's design features apples with a small branch. The design was created by Lucie Šťastná.
Autorem tohoto návrhu je paní Lucie Šťastná.
Local postal worker Jitka Čermáková, who has extensive experience handling the Christmas post, explains who requests the stamp the most often.
Nejvíce si oni píšou filatelisté, který teda vyloží.
Philatelists ask for it the most. They often specify exactly where they want the stamp placed on the envelope. Ideally, we stamp it three times around the edges.
Třikrát to orazit kolem dokola.
Bojidar's post office is known not only within Czechia, but also abroad, as it received letters from Canada, Australia, Thailand, Germany or Austria. This year, one letter even came from Taiwan, in which a little girl wrote in Czech that it was her first time sending a message to little baby Jesus, adding that she had been good this year because she had donated her long hair to an organization that makes wigs for people with cancer. Bojidar's Christmas post operates from December 1st to 23rd. Anyone interested in the special postmark can visit the information center daily during opening hours.